The Josie Show is copyrighted. Josie Pasentino, Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions, and I may not be rebroadcast or redistributed without written prior consent. Thank you. The Josie Show is recorded live in front of an audience unless otherwise specified.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Pasentino is playing that song.
Again for the Josie Show. Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now here's your host, Tina Girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Thank you. Yeah, hey everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. I'm kind of just Facebook and tweeting. I am kind of hyper right now. But I have been tweeting it like crazy. I've been trying to, get all of you guys to the show. Make sure you guys have all the links, all that other fun stuff. Because we have an awesome show for you. We have four guests. It's going to be crazy. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I have planned. So tonight, we have Joe Smith, J.K. Coltrane, Rick Monroe, and Jesse J. Hudson. So it's going to be a great night. You'll get to hear our great chats, some awesome music. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcast during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our site at www.josieshow.com to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. There's many ways that you can listen to our show. If you are not able to be at a computer, on Friday nights or, whatever's going on, we totally understand. All of our episodes are going to be archived, so it's all good. So also I want to mention we have two special edition episodes currently up right now, so you can check them out. You can go to our website, josieshow.com, click on the specials edition tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin and Glenn Douglas Taub, and those were two amazing interviews, so you can check those out. Before we put on our first guest here, really quick, I want to mention, on March 2nd, the Josie Show will hit the road again, doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we'll cover it right here on the Josie Show. Performers that night will be Mike Seiler, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. We'll also have Johnny Lee Carpenter there playing for the show. He was Tracy Bird's fiddle player. And admissions is $10, and food and drinks will be available for purchase as well. So come out, have a great night with us. If you're too far away from the event, it'll be broadcasted live on thejosieshow.com. So we'll have you along virtually through the computer. So now let me put on my first guest. I don't want to have him waiting. Everyone, please, please welcome the wonderful Joe Smith to the show. Woohoo!
Hey, how you doing?
Joe, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Awesome. Been looking forward to chatting with you. I'm so excited. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
I want to get to know you a little bit better, though, so I'm going to just start out kind of from the beginning. I was wondering, what age did you start making music? When did you realize this is what you wanted to do?
Probably a lot of it when I was around 12, 13 years old, just started singing and playing a little bit. My grandfather got me my first guitar, so it was a little one, but it was enough for me to go ahead and get started on learn my three chords.
Wow. Did you self-teach yourself, or did someone teach you how to play the guitar?
I used to listen to a couple of my uncles. They used to play all the time. Joe and Marshall. They used to play all the time, and so I'm like, show me some chords. So they showed me three or four chords, and then after that, I just kind of, I play a lot of chords that I don't know what they are, but I mean, I can play them. I just kind of self-taught
awesome.
That way.
That's awesome. As long as at least you could play. I have a guitar which is kind of, collecting dust. So you're lucky you could play it. Very cool. And also, I was wondering, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Well, different styles like Merle Haggard. I mean, I listen to a lot of Elvis. So I have, Willie Nelson. I mean, I have a lot of different influences. And that's on the country side. But then you got like Eric Clapton and so I think like a mix of everything kind of mixes into a bowl of what I try to write, I guess. I don't know.
Like a big blender.
Whatever comes to mind.
Right. Big blender, you stick a little bit in there and then you just come up with genius. Yes.
Try
and
to.
Also, oh yeah. You do. I was listening to your songs before the show, and you have amazing songs, which I'm going to play in just a little while. So don't worry, everyone. But first, I read in your bio that you about a You Could Be a Star adventure that it was a contest that you won, and you got to go to Nashville. Can you tell us the things like things like that along the way that have helped you? How did those help you?
That one gave me a lot of experience. I wasn't really prepared to go when I did go. That show was probably the show that started all the American Idol and all that stuff. This was the one that was on before all those. They just kind of took off after this one. That gives you a lot of experience with just being out in front of cameras and whatnot. And it's all more of a TV thing than a singing thing on those shows. I mean, you kind of learn kind of early the way some of the business works. So it's more of a visual thing there. It was everything that I went through like has always been, you always take it, the learning experience and then just try to carry on from there.
Exactly. And was this like one of your first kind of big things? And, were you nervous at all, or did you just go in there and just,
No, I actually get more nervous if there's two or three people in a room.
Mm-hmm.
If there's 1,000 people in a room, I think I'd like it better. I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but it's like the bigger audience, the more comfortable I would be. If it's smaller and more intimate setting, it's a little bit harder to perform sometimes because it's,
right.
You're right there. So,
yeah.
So,
they're all
so
looking
it's
you.
A little, bigger audience, I kind of like a little bit better myself.
Absolutely. Before we play your music, first I want to, ask a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now. So what's new? What's going on with that?
I've currently moved down to Nashville, actually, last week. So I'm sitting in my makeshift studio that I've kind of got together now, and I'm getting ready to start getting into some more writing again. I had an operation about a month and a half ago, which was in the chest reason, so I couldn't sing or anything for about the last month and a half. Couldn't really do anything. So I'm just trying to get everything all back into it now. Got a couple connections down here and ran into a guy the other night, which is going to put me it's called D-Radio Nashville. So it's another tool. I mean, you just keep on stepping, you just take baby steps until you get where you want to go. But, when you love doing what you're doing, it doesn't really, you don't really measure anything. You just kind of do it. But I want to get back into some writing, and that's mainly what I want to do. I mean, I'd like to perform, too, if I could, but I just like to, I'd like to be able to put out some really good songs and maybe touch some people or somebody can get a message out of it or, somebody can get something out of it, that's all good.
Yeah, putting some new stuff out for the fans. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
You have to let us know when all that stuff comes out we'd love to, you've been on the show once, you're pretty much part of the family, so just let us know when you have something new out and we'll promote the heck out of it.
That'd be cool.
Yes. So don't worry about that. We got you covered on that.
Okay.
So really quickly, before I get into your songs, we really quick have a caller that I want to get to for you. So everyone, please welcome Don Caldwell. He's on the phone from Cuban Country. Don, you there?
Hello, Josie.
Hi, Don. You're on the line with Joe Smith and I. Woo.
Hey, Joe. I want to thank you for coming on and doing the show. I think you're a very, very good singer. I mean, I don't know about your writing skills, but I heard you a long time ago, and I thought it was really neat that you would answer a message by me on Facebook and talked a couple different times, and I sure do appreciate you, and I do think you're a good singer, and I think that you can make it singing also, and we just love your music.
I don't know, just kind of speechless. I mean, thank you. I mean, I don't try to do anything special.
No, but when you sing, Joe, you're doing something special. Okay, really are. Because to a true country music fan, I love country music, and I love like even on my iPod. Okay, so I mean, you know, you're a favorite of mine, and I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of singers that I've asked to do the show. And I've really, you know, my favorites seem to be saying, sure, I'll come on and do a show. And that's what's so awesome about it, that I know you guys. And I just wanted to tell you thank you. And have a great interview, Josie, and enjoy Nashville.
Thank you, Don. Oh, I will. I'm trying to.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Joe.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josie.
Thank you, Don. Love it. He's awesome. He's a great guy. Great supporter of you and, you know, so many other artists out there. He's from Keeping It Country, of course. And he actually hooked me up to get you on the show. So that's awesome.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was asking. I said, yeah, I said, that sounds really good. And that's what, you know, that's what I like to do, too, is, I mean, some of the stuff, or most of it, I guess, that I write is a little different, or it's more on the traditional country side, which is what I like. And you know, I don't have anything against, like, the pop country. I mean, but I think it should have. I mean, personally, I think it should have like its own genre,
mm-hmm.
and then just bring country back to what it, you know, to what it was. And so, you know, because everybody should be able to sing and write what they want to write. But there's been some big issues about country and pop country, and I was like, well, they're two different things, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you like one, you're going to listen to it. If you like the other, you're going to listen to that. So.
Exactly. Amen. love it. So I want to get ready to play some of your music because I know everyone is just excited to check this out.
Okay, that'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm so ready. So let's play your first song, I'll Always Be Here, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right,
here we go. I'll Always Be Here by Joseph.
I loved you. From that day till now, I still do. I know sometimes it's hard for me to tell you, so I'm writing down that you know.
I'll always love you. I'll always.
song. That was I'll Always Be Here by Joe Smith, and we're with him right now. I know everyone's going to be asking now, where could we get this, you know, this song among all of your other songs and just go crazy with it. Where can we go to purchase all of your music?
Right now they're on CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Joe Smith on CD Baby. They're on, some of them are on iTunes. So that's the easiest way to, that's the easiest way to find them. I'm still in the, I thought I'd be a little bit further along right now. I mean, I've got a few of those songs that are already ready, but as soon as I get back in the studio down here, then I'll be able to put a whole CD together, which is, that's my next goal right now.
Awesome, awesome. It's easy. I love it when they're on iTunes or CD Baby. So easy,
yeah,
you can get them right there.
Point and click and you're done.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So no excuses. You could just be in your PJs. You don't even have to leave the bed. It's all good. I'm just gonna, just go and check out all the music. You can get I'll Always Be Here and among all of Joe Smith's other songs. And I'm excited for all your new stuff. That's going to be exciting. And also, can you give everyone the, you know, the links to your websites or some social networking sites? You know, what's the best place that people can get in contact with you?
See, they can go to, well, I have a YouTube site.
Oh, yeah.
And best way to do that is, that's JoeBeths.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and that'll take you to the, you know, if you put that in and then you put in YouTube, then it'll find it. Or you can actually, the way I tell people all the time is to just type in I'll Always Be Here, Joe Smith, and then you can find the song on YouTube, and then it'll direct you to that main page. So that's actually the easiest way to do it.
That's what I did. That's what I do.
That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, you can find just about anything on the web now. You just put down a couple of keywords, and then you can find it. And, so, because you can imagine, you put just Joe Smith in there, you'll come up with a few things. So.
That's what I love. That's what I love. I always say, though, you know, Google is my best friend because I just type in the name of, you know, whoever I want to look up, and it's pretty much there. And you can check out all the music that they have. It's just so easy. It's just right there.
Yeah, it's pretty accessible right now.
It is. It really is. So, everyone, all you have to do is go to YouTube, type in I'll Always Be Here, and you can find Joe Smith easy.
And on your, you know, on your site, you got that the Reverb Nation. And that's
already on
your page. So when you click on that, that's got a lot of the, I think it's got all these songs. It's got a couple, I loaded a couple acoustic versions on there the other day too. Because some of these songs, I had them played on the internet station down out of Quincy, Florida. That WTCS is TJ McKay down there. And he played them for a while. And a lot of people, I got a lot of feedback where they liked a lot of the acoustic better than they even like the ones done in the studio. You know, the studio, you know, you get everything done, all the music and everything, but I think a lot of the acoustic is a little more personal.
Right.
The songs are a little bit slower, a little more feeling in them sometimes. So yeah, but it all depends on what you're going for to listen to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. And yeah, like you said, we do have the Reverb Nation. It's just, of course, just reverbnation.com/JoeSmith64. So you could just do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have the link down there. So just, it's easy to find them.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, well, that's good. You just point it and click. Like I said, point and click.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get it all done nice,
we make
nice
it
and easy. Make it easy.
Right.
Make
we
it
just
fun.
Want people to check out your stuff and get to know you a little bit better. And I know people, after hearing your music, they're just going to kind of just want to, you know, flock you and find out all of your stuff. They're going to flock
hopefully
you.
Hopefully, I'll be able to get them some more.
Yes. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I'll get it all in gear here for you. Like I say, I'm just settling down here now, so we're getting there before I can do some more writing, so it shouldn't take long.
That's exciting. That's something that we can look forward to from you, which is very exciting. So now, as promised, we do have another song of yours I'd like to get to, Way Back When, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right, thanks.
Anytime. Let's do it. Way Back When by Joe Smith. We'll be right back with him in just a moment.
She can talk to you all day about the early years, back when she was young and full of life. She could tell you about the day that she met Grandpa, and how they both walked hand in hand down that gravel road way back when life was simple, way back when she was young, way back when is where she goes, 'cause way back when is all she knows. If you ask her what year it is, she'll pick a good one. If you ask her how she is doing, she'll just say fine. Sometimes she just sits there and stares out at nothing, but I think she's just going way back when, way back when life was simple, way back when she was young, way back when is where she goes, 'cause way back when is all she knows. Sometimes I sit and wonder, does she even know that I care and love her so very much? 'Cause sometimes she gets angry and it just hurts me, but then I stop and I remember way back when, way back when life was simple, way back when she was young, way back when is where she goes, 'cause way back when is all she knows. Way back when is all she knows.
Another wonderful song. Amazing that was way back when. So I have some more some fun questions here for you that I love to get to, because it won't be the Josie Show without these funny questions. So first off, while performing, have you ever had kind of one of those embarrassing onstage moments that you would probably like to forget about? But can you dig deep and share those with us tonight?
Yeah, a few years, probably about 10, 15 years ago, we were out playing, and we all just I don't know what it was we said, but the whole band, we got the giggles. And we sit there, and we were just giggling and laughing, and we couldn't sing, I mean, for like 10 minutes. And everybody else kind of started laughing too, but I don't know what started it, but that's probably the you know, the most, I don't know, it was kind of funny, but, you know, you kind of wish it wouldn't happen, but you couldn't control it once you get started.
Right.
Just
it's true.
Can't stop it. That, yeah.
It's true. Once you get the giggles, you cannot stop. So you're kind of just stuck.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's just sitting there looking at you like, okay, what are you going to do?
I know, so. But I love that, you know, it's kind of funny because when I go to a concert, you know, and if someone is, you know, laughing on stage, just having kind of a great time, you kind of can't help but, like, laugh along with them. So
oh,
it's not
yeah.
bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just kind of, you know, that's probably the most, I mean, most of the time, knock on wood, everything goes pretty much the way it does. But, I mean, you can usually, you know, you can usually play things off a lot of times so nobody really tells what you're doing.
Exactly.
We couldn't hide that one, though.
Right. It was just one of those moments.
Uh-huh.
Love it, love it. And also, another funny question here. Have you ever had a fan or a supporter out there, you know, while you're performing, have you ever had that kind of, you know, that one person where you're kind of performing and you can't help but just, like, look their direction because they're being so, you know, excited, excitable,
yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
just screaming and having fun?
Uh-huh.
Ever had those kind of people? Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm that type
one
of
guy,
person,
he was.
So.
He was dancing and hollering, standing up on a chair, and I think he wound up hitting his head from a ceiling fan, but it was...
That's awesome.
He run into, oh, yeah, you know, I got all kinds of stories.
I love that, because why I ask is because I'm usually that person. I'm usually the one that's the loudest and kind of just making everyone stare and be like, what is wrong with her?
That happens
usually
fun.
That one. It's true. Another fun question here for you. What are some things, some hobbies that you like to do, you know, on your free time, just on your calm days? What do you like to do for fun?
I don't know. I like to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go walking, you know, walking out in the woods and stuff. I kind of like that too. Just kind of, you know, a little bit of downtime, maybe go up in the mountains or something, you know, just kind of relax a little bit. So nothing real. Nothing. I mean, I just love to play. I mean, a lot of times I'm just playing. I mean, I'll go out in the studio and
mm-hmm.
I'm there 9-10 hours before I know it.
Right.
And, it just, you know, time flies by, and that's basically what I love to do. So that kind of is my life and my hobby right now. I mean, it's nice. I mean, one of these days, if I can do it, I mean, to even make enough money just to pay the bills, I mean, that'd be great because then you can just kind of. Do what you love all the time. And it's not all, you know, it's nice to make money and stuff, but it's not all about that. I mean, life is too short to be chasing the dollar all the time. I mean, you got to take time out to, to enjoy yourself a little bit. So,
yeah, you keep a great balance, though. You know, you're very professional. You work, you do all that great stuff, but then also, you know, you're an outdoorsy person, too, which is, you know, cool, great balance. It works. And you probably get a lot of great, you know, kind of material while you're just, you know, calm and, you know, hearing the water and all the other fun stuff. You probably get a lot of material that way, too.
Yeah.
Gets the brain.
Sometimes you just kind of hear, you know, you'll hear a line or you'll hear a hook or something. And
right.
Kind of write it down for later, you know. Try to
yeah.
Always
absolutely. I love it. And I absolutely loved having you on the show. We ran out of time. But, Joe, you are an amazing, amazing artist. And I will continue to check out everything that you're doing, all of your new stuff. And I'm going to continue listening to I'll Always Be Here because I'm obsessed with it.
I appreciate it. Hopefully that's the one that will get me on the map. I'm trying.
It's good. It's really good. So, you know what? I'll have to pass this song around a little bit. In my free time, and I had so much fun chatting with you, and please come back anytime.
No problem. I'd like to give a little shout out to my band back home there, Justified.
Yes.
They play around Dover, Delaware. Those guys were really great. They got me through the last year just playing with them. Bunch of great guys.
Oh, that's awesome. It makes it
really
easier.
I really appreciate you being on, you know, having me on the show here.
Anytime, and big time shout out to them. It's easier. It's very easy when you you know, you can work and also you have great guys to like hang out with and you know
yeah.
you both do the same thing and it's really cool. It works. I love it.
All righty.
Thank
okay,
you so
well,
much.
Okay, I'm gonna sit back here and listen to the show then.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for coming on, Joe Smith, everyone. Woo!
Thank you.
Awesome. He's a great guy. Remember, on our site, we have his Reverb Nation, where you can go there, reverbnation.com/JoeSmith64. So you can check that out. And also, So here, do I have my next guest? Awesome, awesome. Just got the thumbs up. we got a system here. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, the wonderful J.K. Coltrane, to the show.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, J.K., you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing just fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Been looking forward to chatting with you. So excited.
Yeah, I've been listening to Joe's songs. Great stuff.
Great stuff. I'm looking forward to playing your songs as well. I checked out your bio and stuff, and you have done some amazing things with amazing people. So
yeah, I've been pretty fortunate.
You have.
Been a long career. I've been around forever. I started as a teenager, so I got an early start.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So you keep rocking. You're just busy. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
You just got to love it. Yep, you just got to love it.
You do, and you really did. You started young, which is amazing, and if I understand correctly, you made your first, you know, radio appearance at the age of 12, and TV appearance at 14. I mean, tell us about that, starting so young and, you know, still doing school and, you know, trying to balance all that.
Yes. Well, I grew up in, you know, a family around music. My cousin was on Capitol Records, and we played bluegrass gospel music. And I was with actually that group. My first group was a gospel group playing bluegrass gospel.
Ooh.
And when I was singing, and I was singing bass when I was 14.
Wow.
I said my voice changed early. So I was singing the bass lines in a gospel quartet when I was 14.
Wow.
And just never stopped. Just kept on singing.
I love that. And you're doing amazing, amazing things. And as you mentioned, I mean, you have some family members that are also musical, right? So you kind of grew up around that.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of my family members were in, you know, entertainment business one way or the other, and mm-hmm. a little bit in acting and in music. You know, like I say, I grew up with, I had friends coming by like Grandpa Jones and Minnie Pearl stopped by our house in West Virginia and just having a grand old time, you know. Hanging out with those people, Keith Whitley, first time I met him, he was 8 years old. And he was singing already at age eight. He was on the TV show there with my cousin's TV show out of Charleston when he was 8 years old, Keith Whitley was. And, of course, we would become friends.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is amazing. A lot of fun stuff that you got to do at such an early age, you know, when other, you know, kids are kind of, you know, just, you know, kind of doing their own thing. You kind of took this route and, you know, you kept busy. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah.
You did a lot of cool
fun. I was into sports, too. Sports and music, that was my life, you know.
Yeah.
If I wasn't doing one, I was doing the other.
You kept a good balance.
Like,
right. I like it. And growing up, you know, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? And still are. Who do you like to listen to?
Personally, I like my hero, I guess, is Merle Haggard. He's still kicking, still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up listening to Merle and trying my best to sound like Merle when I sang. Never quite could get that curl, that Merle curl, they call it.
Yeah.
But he's always been my idol. Of course, you know, the voice, Vern Gosden. You know, you'll notice a lot of him. I tried to be myself, but still, you know, people influence you so much. Even without meaning to, you end up emulating a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say you sound like Merle. Some people say I sound like Waylon. Some people say I sound like Ed Bruce. And then others say I sound like Vern Gosden. So, I, you know, I said, wow, I guess if you throw them all in a kettle there, you got most of my favorite people. And that's probably what came out the other side was that all that influence.
Yeah, you put it all in a big blender, and that's what you got. That's awesome.
That's what come out. That was what J.K. Coltrane's sound came out to be, and you know.
Yeah.
So I just love to sing, and like I say, true country music from the heart. And you know, I don't think I'm a great singer. I don't think I'm a great songwriter. You know, but I've had a great time doing it. And as I got older, I learned to do a bunch of things because I had to. I learned how to produce. I learned how to promote. And I started a record label back in 1998, and that's been my passion.
Absolutely.
And I got a new dream now. I started a thing called the Traditional Country Opry, and I got a bunch of the old singers together. And we go out and do shows once in a while, and that's fun.
Yeah.
Very traditional country music, and trying to keep traditional country music alive. That's That's one of my dreams. I mean, everybody says, you're a hater on this new country, pop country. I said, no, I'm not a hater. There's room for everybody, but I want to make sure my music doesn't be forgotten,
right.
You know what I mean? So that's my thing. Don't forget the roots. Don't forget where we come from. Wade Jackson, who wrote Don't Be Angry, Stonewall Jackson's brother, you know, he said a great line. He says, if we forget our past, we have no future.
That's
so without
good.
Our past, we don't have a future. So we got to remember, you know, where we come from and where we started at. So that's what I do now.
Exactly. And that's actually what I wanted to mention, because, you know, not only do you have this, you know, passion for doing what you're doing, and you do it so well, you also, you know, you help other artists, you know, upcoming artists. And that's what brings me to Colt Records. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, like I say, initially I had some bad experiences. I was on the major labels and dropped and shelved and so forth. You know, the usual routine that happens to a lot of young artists.
Right.
And I wanted my music out there, and so I decided I'd just do it myself. And so
yeah.
I started my own label, mostly just to release my own self, you know, my own music on.
Right.
But eventually I found other artists in trouble and needing help and wanting to do this, that, and the other. And I've watched a bunch of them fall into what I call the Nashville, the Sharks, all prey to the Sharks. And I said, you know, I couldn't sit by and watch that happen. So I started signing people. And
yeah.
The next thing I know, I'm a record label. And I've never gotten more than 7 or 8 artists on the label, because that's all I can handle. I mean, there's just 2 of us, you know, that we got a fellow that helps me out with the paperwork and so forth. And but advertising, promotion. But that's about all I can handle. I can't handle more than about 10 or 11 artists at a time and do them all justice, you know. So that's what I do. I mean, we've had some great things happen for us. I mean, we got an artist that won, he's won 4 Juno Awards. Won the, in 2010, we won the British CMA Album of the Year. So that's pretty cool stuff. And, of course, I won a couple. And Rich Owen won the Colorado for, I think, his second or third year in a row. He's been to Colorado's CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Wow.
And, so anyway, some good things are happening. I got some good artists, good people, you know. I look, you know, like I say, I think a little bit outside the box. I mean, I don't really look at what you look like or your age. It's all about the music, you know. And, you know, in the majors, they got to have the perfect picture. You got to be a good pinup boy, look good in videos and a singer, you know. And me, I'm all about the music. I close my eyes and listen to music. I might sign them.
That's the most important
thing. you know, a major label wouldn't look at that, right? So
right.
It's all about the image and everything. So that's the biggest difference, you know, that and the amount of money we're talking. I mean, you know, they talk hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I talk thousands of dollars.
Right.
We're talking about 100 times the money that I do, and on a much smaller scale, but we enjoy what we do. And like I say, I've got a bunch of projects I'm working on. I was just thinking that I just did an interview, and I told them I had a great line, I thought. I said, they asked me what projects I was working on, and I give them a list, and they said, well, you got a lot of irons in the fire. I said, yeah, if just one of them would pay real money, I'd be in good shape. If one of them paid cash, we'd be okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of things, you know, doing a lot of favors and doing a lot of things. We just got out of the studio last week doing a charity thing for cancer, you know, Cancer Awareness Month in February. A group of us singers got together and doing a song. And I'm really excited about it, but it doesn't pay anything. But it's a fun project with a bunch of different singers. And that's exciting. But,
You do it from the bottom of your heart, which I love.
But what I wanted to mention, make sure I get it on the show. I want to plug Mike Archer's album. I got an artist named Mike Archer, Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. His album's doing real well, getting a lot of airplay. And he's out working on the Disney on the Carnival cruise lines right now.
Wow.
Doing entertaining on a cruise ship. So he's seeing the beaches and all the world. He's traveling the world right now. So I want to put a plug in for Mike.
Mike Archer.
Because I think we'll be hearing a lot out of Mike Archer in the next couple of years, because so he's got a lot of things going for him. He has that charisma, you know, that and the sound. He just got a lot of things going for him. They love him on the cruise ship, but they just renewed his contract, you know, for another 6 months. I can't get him off the boat.
You wouldn't be able to get me off either, so I'm with him. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, on the other thing I wanted to mention was I have Eddie Joe Stewart. He's a California guy that on the label, and he's going to finish up his album next month, and I'm excited about that. He'll be back in the studio next month. So we got some good things, and of course you've heard, you know, some of my new stuff. I just released a new album too. And actually, it's a new old album. It's going back to where I started. That's what I call it, going back to where I started at. I started out in the honky-tonks, in the clubs around Texas and so forth. And so that's what that Rise and Fall of a Honky-Tonk Hero is all about. Back to where you start. You know, you kind of go full circle in life. And right back where I started from.
Right.
Back to singing about the honky-tonks and clubs.
Yeah, that's a really good segue, because we're about to play the single in just a moment. So very good segue. We didn't plan that, but it worked out well. First of all,
I like to talk. Can you tell?
Yeah, I like it. But first, I really want to mention. I mean, I checked out your bio and stuff, and like I said in the beginning of the show, you've done such great things with great people. You've worked with, you know, amazing names in the country music world that, you know, everyone knows is the greats, I should say. Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, George Jones, Tammy Wynette, I mean, just to name a few. I mean, there's tons. You could check out your bio. Everyone, you could check out his bio. But, I mean, when you're working with these people, it must be just, I mean, kind of a surreal moment. I mean, how did you feel when you got to work with such great people?
Well, yeah, it's great. I got some good stories and some bad ones, of course. As we
right.
all do, but I mean, the sticks in my mind. I mean, Conway Twitty will always be my idea of the ultimate performer.
Definitely.
The best friend the song ever had. That's what they said about Conway. And boy, could he deliver a song. I mean, and he
yeah.
just had that same thing. I met Elvis. Elvis had that charisma that you can't quite put your finger on it, but when he walks in the room seems to light up and everybody turns.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to say a word. He had that. Conway had that charisma.
Yeah.
He was the ultimate, my idea of the ultimate entertainer that never lost back to where he came from. You
mm-hmm.
know, he would talk to a guy like me, you know, that was an opening act. You know, some of the major artists would say it like it's a dirty word.
Right.
He's my opening act, you know, like. But Conway was not like that. If you were part of the show, you were a part of the show, and all were equals. And, you know, most of them were that way. I mean, I shouldn't say it like it. A lot of them are that way. But, you know,
yeah.
there's a few that most of them are glad to have you there and appreciate what you do.
Definitely.
I said, I've never been the star. I got to open for a lot of them and hang with a lot of them and got to be friends with a lot of them. Of course, a lot of my friends in the business are gone now. Because
mm-hmm.
when I met them, you know, they were older and up in years, like Conway, you know, and I lost
right.
a good one a couple of years ago. Charlie Louvin meant a lot to me. But these guys were just plain people. I mean, you know,
exactly.
walk and talk like we did and ate too and all that stuff, yeah.
They do.
They do, you know, and they didn't look down at you at all. I mean, you know, everybody was, you know, equal, and I love that. About them and
me too, yeah, definitely. That's really cool though that you got that, you know, those great experiences that you will never forget, you know, with these great
yeah
people.
I gotta tell one more quick story if I can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the guy that got me started, of course, was Ernest Tubb. When I come to Nashville the first time was 1982. Ernest Tubb, I made friends with his boy, his son Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me up on the Midnight Jamboree, and Ernest liked me for some reason, and I'll never forget this, because Ernest always introduced me as, this is my friend JK. He says, he has a big head, but he got a big heart, too. That's what he used to say. Because
that's an interesting introduction.
There's a reason behind that. It really wasn't so much ego, but like I say, I grew up in the business. So these people were just like me. I mean, you know, I didn't look down at them, but I wasn't in awe of them either, because I grew up with them.
Right.
I knew they were real people. You know,
mm-hmm.
off the stage, they were just like me. So he thought that, because I'd walk up to anybody, Marty Robbins, say, "How you doing, Marty?" You know, and people just didn't do that. You know, most people said, "Mr. Robbins, can I have your autograph?" And me, I walked up and said, "Hey, Marty, how are you?"
You just walked right up there.
So Ernest said that it called me the guy, JK, the guy with the big head, he got a big heart.
I like it.
every time Marty Robbins saw me, here comes your old big head.
I like it. I like it.
That's a good story, though. Yeah, and a true story. Yeah.
I like it. I like those kind of. You got some really fun stories that you could that you'll always have with you. I think that's really cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to write a book someday. We talked about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to. I already know. I would definitely read it.
One of my best buddies is Ricky Lee Phelps. Would you remember him from Kentucky Headhunters? He was the lead singer for Kentucky Headhunters. Ricky Lee was. He's now a preacher down in Florida. But anyway, Ricky Lee and we're real buddies. We did some time on the road together. And Ricky's supposed to help me write my book because he wrote one called Sign of the Times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd help me write my life story someday.
Yes. Amen.
Then I got a song called Someday because it never comes, right?
You need to. You definitely need to. I would buy it. I would promote it. It just, that's awesome. You should.
There you go. Thank you.
There you go. That's your next. That's your next move.
Yeah.
That's your next move. So really quick, before we play Rise and Fall of a Honky Tonk Hero, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your music currently out right now for people to buy and where we can buy it?
Well, my website, of course, is jkcoltrane.com.
Yes.
Or you can go to coltrecords.com. It's Colt like the horse, C-O-L-T, records.com. And all the usual places, you know, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Pandora, all that, they're all over there.
Yeah.
They can buy them either. No, I prefer to buy them from Colt Records because I keep more of the money.
Right.
If they buy direct. If they go to Colt Records and buy, I keep more of the money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, if you took a lot of time, I could tell by these songs, you took a lot of time and effort. You need to get your dues for doing this because it's kind of, you know, I just put out, you know, a single and it was a single, but it was a lot of work just to put out a single. I can't even imagine a full, you know, album. I can't even imagine.
Whew. Well, I got so many songs inside of me and so many writers sending me great songs that I can't record them all fast enough.
Yeah.
That I'm getting older and I got to hurry because I don't know how much time I got left. So
You got it.
So I'm putting out two a year now. So here we go.
Yes. Sounds good. So let's play your song that I've been looking forward to hearing right now. Everyone, please check out Rise and Fall of the Honky Tonk Hero right now by J.K. Coltrane, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Let's play it.
They come out to see him in his honky-tonk roadhouse, burning young star at the top of his game. They're back wall to wall, catch a glimpse of their hero who's almost gone crazy, chasing his fame. The road has been hard. Somehow he's been harder, but pills and whiskey have taken their toll. Keep the truth hidden, long as he's singing, but it comes rushing in, that last dying note. It's the rise and fall of a honky-tonk hero, then burning the candle at both ends too long. He'll fly tonight, but it's all smoke and mirrors, while the truth lies there hidden in the words of his song. Was someone who loved him, girl down in Texas, with the ways of an angel, as he now recalls. But he traded her love for a song and the highway. How bitter his tears whenever they fall. It's the rise and fall of a honky-tonk hero, been burning the candle at both ends too long. Yet he'll fly tonight, but it's all smoke and mirrors, while the truth lies there hidden in the words of his song. Yeah, you'll find the truth here hidden in the words of his song.
That was Rise and Fall of a Honky Tonk Hero by J.K. Coltrane. And we're listening right now to the 8 out of 5. Yes. Love it, love it. So, of course, you gave us your website already, but are there any social networking sites where people can, you know, chat with you, get to know you a little bit better? Where can we find those at?
No, yes, I'm on all the usual ones. You go to Reverb Nation, it's just J.K. Colt. At Facebook, it's J.K. Coltrane, and at Twitter, it's J.K. Coltrane. They got
easy.
Most of them. Of course, I'm on MySpace, too. J.K. Coltrane Show, I think it's called.
Easy, just your name. It's all good.
Yeah, just remember my name. Yeah, go to Google. They know me
well. Google. That's where I usually go. Google's
one
my
thing
best
about
friend.
Lasting for 30 years, you know, they all know your name.
I love it. It's very easy. All you got to do is just, you know, of course, type in J.K. Coltrane. We'll post all your links anyway on our pages. But, you know, Google's our friend. It's all good.
Yeah, at the bottom of my website's got all those links at the bottom, of course, right?
Right.
For all those social
too,
sites.
Yes.
I got all those links at the bottom of the page, like yours.
Yeah.
I put a link
yes.
to my Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff.
Right.
Don't get mad if I don't answer you right
here.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to redirect all of you guys just to his website, and you can just go from there because he has all of the links. So, you know, much easier. But I have some fun questions here for you before we play your last song of the night. First off, which is a fun question that I love, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us? Anything live and in person? Crazy happened?
Oh, I've been asked that one before. I said the most embarrassing thing I think ever happened to me was Willie Nelson. They did a show with Willie, opened up the show, and Willie tried to do me a favor, right?
Right.
He said, get my friend J.K., grab your guitar, J.K., and get up here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what we were going to do, and he just, in typical Willie style, rears back and says, Whiskey River, take my mind. I said, and I'd never played that song in my life. I had no idea what chord it was in. I did not know the words to it. I said, heaven forbid, I hope you don't ask me to sing a line. Because I did not know the song at all. But I finally figured out what key they were in and started playing along and smiling a lot, right? Trying to look
right.
like I was having a good time. But I was petrified he's going to ask me to step up the mic and sing, and I didn't know the words. That was one of the most embarrassing. And I guess the second one would be, it didn't happen to me, but we lost a bass player once. He fell through a stage. He jumped up in the air at the end of a song. He jumped way up in the air, and he come down, went right through to the old stage floor, the old movie theater there. He went down through the stage floor, so we lost our bass player just top of his head sticking up out of the floor.
Oh, my.
That was interesting.
That's interesting. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so note to all you singers out there, please do not jump. Be careful.
No, he must have jumped a little too high. He was in back of me, so I didn't really see it, but I heard it, that's for sure. Some strange noises.
Oh my goodness. Hope he was okay at least.
Yeah, he was all right. The stage wasn't, but he was fine. Yeah.
That is funny. You see, all of those embarrassing things. I mean, that's why I love that question, because I mean, everyone has it. You know, you're human, it'll happen. Those things happen.
Yeah, if you do any time out on the road at all, yeah, you'll have a few of those moments.
Right.
There's a few. There's some I can't mention.
Right. Yeah, we probably heard, like, about everything now on the show. But I totally
right.
know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, some family-oriented shows. Yeah.
That is funny. I love that question. But I love, you know, you were probably professional about it. You probably just went along with it and just smiled, which is important. And then just kept
going. What can you do but keep on smiling? That's it.
What can you do? I know.
Wait for the bass player to climb up out of the floor and start playing again. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. But
well,
I don't know if you can hear
it,
but my producer's
just
cracking
up. Do it again, right?
My producer's cracking up right now, so. that is funny. Oh, okay, breathe. focus. Okay, so I want to play your next song here. Eagle over Angel, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right,
well, I get the giggles out. Let's check out this song right now by J.K. Coltrane.
I'm sure you don't remember me. It's been a while, I know. You put this tattoo on my arm a long, long time ago. Last time I was in your shop, she was sitting by my side, the girl that I call Angel, but her love for me has died. So put an eagle over an angel, put a teardrop in his eye. Now this looks the other way. Try hard not to cry. Put an eagle over angel. Spread his wings so he can fly to a place where hearts aren't.
That was Eagle over Angel by Sister Coltrane. We got to sing that now. So one last question here, because we're running out of time. Well, actually, really quickly, though, I want to mention, because there's congratulations in order. I read in your bio that you had the honor of becoming the Texas CMA Entertainer and having the Best Country Album of the Year awards. And I wanted to congratulate you and ask you, you know, when you get that call, you know, that you were nominated for something or if you won something, you know, isn't it just kind of like a surreal, oh my goodness, moment? Or, I mean, do you get cakes to celebrate? What do you do when you get that call or whatever?
Well, that the Texas CMA was quite a thing because I wasn't there. I knew I was nominated, but I wasn't present at the award ceremony. And a DJ friend from here in Nashville had to bring the trophies back for me.
Wow.
I wasn't even present. So I was really shocked when he said, JK, come over here. I said, why, Keith? And he says, come get your trophy.
That's an even bigger surprise for you.
That's how it happened, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't think I'd win because, you know, one thing, I'm not from Texas. I figured a Texan would take it home. And
yeah,
I hadn't toured there a lot, you know, so I was really surprised to win that one.
Oh, well deserved, though, because, I mean, you are an entertainer. Most people just go on stage
Thank
and
you.
Just, you know, sing, but you entertain the crowd, and that's why one of these days I have to come and see you perform live. It's in my
dream. I have a good time.
To my dream.
I love
yes.
people, as you can tell. I have a good time.
So, I love
yeah,
it.
Check out my live shows on YouTube. You'll see some of my live shows on there,
yeah.
and I do my own weekly radio show, too, by the way, broadcast
oh, okay.
over 200 stations. Yep. So if they get a chance, check out the Country Breakout Show, where each week I play like the top 15 new songs coming out of Nashville.
Wow.
So,
I did
out.
Not know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I get to play DJ myself once a week for an hour.
That is awesome. It's so fun. I love doing this, and I got to check out your show. I did not know that. Everyone, check out his show. That's awesome. Very cool. And
yeah.
you just you do
yeah.
yeah. Do you interview and or do you just you know play the songs? That's awesome.
I just been to introduce the new songs and spin them. That's all I do. No live people. And in fact, a couple people have wanted to come on the show. I said it's not live. I videotaped the thing 2 days before it's aired. You know, so
yeah.
it's not live. I don't know
whether
I can do a live radio like you do or not. I'd be scared.
you're used to being in front of people, so you would probably be good.
Thing,
you got to do
said,
some of
that. I can sing for 10,000, but I can't talk to five.
You're funny. You got it.
I almost walked out of problems with democracy, POD in high school because I wouldn't get up front and debate.
Oh my goodness. It's kind of funny because
I
would
like
never be able
now,
to
right?
talk in front
yeah.
of. I would never be able to talk in front of a class or anything like that, but I'm able to do this. Go figure. Who knows?
Love your show.
Oh, well, I have to just
and
thank
I'll be
you
tuned
so
in, too. One of your guests is one of my favorite people there. Yeah, Rick Monroe. He's a great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
And a pretty fair country singer himself, too, but I love his writing.
Oh, yeah.
yeah
he's
like
actually our guest.
Yeah, he's over on Render Records. I can't steal him over to Colt, but I'd love to have him.
Throw that in there. Wink, wink.
yeah. If you're ever looking for a label, ColtRecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's true.
Or producer, yeah.
Love it. And continue doing what you're doing. And, JK, I thank you so much for coming on the show and chat with me. And you can come back anytime.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a ball.
It's been fun.
You take care. Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on. And everyone, please check out his music and his show. Can you tell us, do you have a link for your show as well where we could find it?
Yeah, but it's the easiest place to find it, of course, is YouTube. But Google
yes.
Country Breakout Show because the link is long. But if you just Google the Country Breakout Show, you'll see it. I got about 20 episodes plus a special Christmas show up there on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it has its own website, too, which is ColtRecords.com with a /KCXM. So I did build a page for it. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Everyone, check him out. You do it all. You do it all. Thank you so much, JK. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks again for having me. Bye-bye.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much. Talented guy. And he does some DJing of his own. That's so cool. Anyways, here we got our next guest here in the house. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Rick Monroe to the show. Woohoo!
Hey, good day, good.
Hi! You have some big pause. Yes. Very well deserved. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to chatting with you and interviewing you.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to talking to you. It was very nice what Guy Before said. That was very cool. And I'll look up his label.
Yeah, definitely. Cult Records.
Cult Records. Cult Records, okay, yeah.
Cult Records, yeah. Just, you know, wink, wink. we had to throw it in there. he's awesome. But, yeah, Rick, I am just so, so excited to chat with you. I've, you know, listened to your songs, of course, and you are a talented, talented guy. Let me just tell you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm a fan. And so, first off, I want to get to know you a little bit better. I know everyone else in the chat room, listening by phone, want to know a little bit about you as well. So, at what age did you start making music? When did this all start for you?
When I was a little kid, I wanted to play drums, and so my mom had got me a drum set, and then I realized that carrying a drum set around is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, and it seemed like singers were having more fun, so I tried to switch to that. So I started playing drums about like 8 or 9.
Wow,
then,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you
go ahead.
Sorry. I was wondering, did you self-teach yourself, or, you know, did you take lessons for that?
I took lessons for a little while, and I was in school band and stuff doing that. Oh. I also wanted to learn to play guitar, but when I got about 15, on the day I was going to go buy my first guitar, I
mm-hmm.
actually cut off my left pointer finger, index finger.
Ooh.
And so that actually postponed my guitar playing for a couple years.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know if that was God saying, don't play guitar. Or better work really hard at it.
No, wow. That is crazy. But that is very cool, though. Very, very cool start. And, you know, growing up, I mean, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to and listen to on repeat?
I listen to all kinds of stuff. I had an older brother that was, you know, very into music. My mom was way into music. She was into, you know, songwriters like, you know, Jim Croce and James Taylor and John
mm-hmm.
Denver, and you know, my brother always turned me on to Garth, but he also listened to AC/DC, Metallica, Waylon. I mean, literally, you know, basically everything from AC/DC to ZZ Top, with country and everything mixed in between. And now, I mean, I even, because, you know, for songwriting, I listen to everything from pop to, I mean, everything.
I love that. I love that you don't stick with just one genre. You just do it,
you know,
a whole array.
Yeah, I'm like an iPod as far. It's like a playlist. Just hit random shuffle and go.
I like that. I like that. So a lot of music in your household. That's why you're just so, you know, into different genres, which is really, really cool. A lot of music. Mm-hmm.
Well, I figure nowadays, because everybody's into so much different stuff, and you know, the lines are getting more blurred as to what, you know, country is and different stuff. And country's allowing a lot of influences from other things. And to stay fresh, I mean, when you're writing, you know, they don't want me to write what's now. They want me to write what's going to be in the future. And so
mm-hmm.
you always got to try to find something that no one else is doing and try to jump on that.
Right, exactly. You gotta do your own thing, which you do. You do just amazing, amazing things. And I just think you're incredible. I'm a fan, so I'm speaking as a fan. So let me just get back into the mood.
I got me blushing now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. And you got to work with just such amazing people as well. You got to, you know, tour with people like Josh Thompson and Dierks Bentley, and opened up for greats like Charlie Daniels, Eric Church, Billy Ray, Miley Cyrus. I mean, woo. How are those experiences for you?
They've been great. I mean, I've been very blessed. I mean, the good Lord is always kind of caught me and kept me moving forward somehow. You know, the thing was, I went to Jägermeister. I was looking for a sponsorship, and I had a tour concept, and I ended up going to Jägermeister and talking to them about changing, or at least doing a country version of their metal thing, because they always did a bunch of big metal tours, and I was telling them they should sponsor country bands, and it took me a while to get them acclimated to what the country lifestyle was and branding, and they got on board. So the very first tour I got to do was, I was opening for Randy Houser and Pat Green.
Oh,
that was the first Jäger tour, and that was amazing. I mean, you know, it was Randy's first tour. I was actually on his bus, and I was the acoustic opener and MC. So it was a great experience, which has been great to see Randy go from that to him just getting his number one. Everybody's been great, and the next tour after that was Josh Thompson and Eric Church. The next tour after that was Josh Thompson and Dirk Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
I just co-headlined one of my own Jaeger tours, and then I went back out with Randy Houser like middle part of last year, too, on a Jaeger tour.
Wow, that is awesome. You're just keeping busy. You're traveling and doing such great performances with great people. And when you meet these people or, get to perform with them or open up for them or, whatever, hearing them on the radio or, seeing them on the TV, isn't it kind of just like a surreal moment, or do you just go in there and just, do your thing?
Well, I mean, work is work, and
right.
We all do the same thing, and I mean, everybody's at a different level, and this is a business that ebbs and flows, and, one day you're hot, next day you're not. I just kind of go at it like work and go in, and, as long as everybody's cool, and all those guys were all cool. I've got very fortunate.
Yeah.
I got to work with a lot of super nice people, never had any problems. I become more starstruck with, like, athletes and stuff like that. I can't dunk a basketball, I can't throw a 50-yard pass, so I mean, those are, I can't hit a 300-yard drive. So I mean, I geek out more on those guys than other musicians.
Absolutely. I love that. And also, you have your EP, Part One. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now, your EP? Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, well, the EP was the first thing we did on Render Records. And I think we're supposed to be doing another part for it. The first single was Crazy Not To. It's kind of funny because if you listen to a track that I put out earlier before that called Get Your Country On, I was heading in a direction that was far more probably the heavier Al Dean or Brantley Gilbert. And the producer from the label kind of said, man, let's try something a little bit more toned down. I went through my catalog and songs that I was actually just pitching to other people. He was like, well, let's try these, and which ended up being better, just the same, and Crazy Not To. And,
yeah.
I think he made a good call on kind of pushing me into a different direction as an artist.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the songs you just mentioned, which is a great segue, is Crazy Not To. Which I'm very excited to play. But first, can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind this song? How'd this one come to you?
I was writing with a buddy of mine, Ben Stennis, and I. We were just kind of in there, and these things, they evolve. Some days you actually have a hook that you walk into.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd had like part of the verse kind of going, and I had a melody idea, and then we were kind of halfway trying to get to the hook, and then Jaron Boyer, who was a writer over at was Bug Music at the time, pop his head in and goes, what y'all working on? I said, man, I think he might have come up with Crazy, and the next person said Crazy Not To, or the three of us were just in a room bouncing around, and it just kind of came out. So
right.
It's just one of those things. I mean, some days I can say, hey, I walked in with the hook, or this guy walked in with the hook. That one was three goofballs sitting in a room picking guitars.
Which is the best times to write sometimes.
They're good people. And it's that's a big blessing to be able to sit and do that. We walk in with nothing and walk out with something you created. And then it ends
yeah.
up getting recorded and played. That's, you really can't ask for any more than that.
Can't beat it. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to hear this song that you have written with these amazing guys. I'm so excited. Let's play Crazy Not To, and we will be right back, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
Awesome, thank you. By Rick Monroe.
You got my mind going haywire, my heart on a good high, love's burning like a red coal in the middle of a wildfire. Nothing but sunshine, and rocking me a big old smile. When it comes to loving you, baby, I'd be crazy not to. Ooh, ain't nothing like waking up and breathing you in. Ooh, it's a beautiful world. I love you, baby, I'd be crazy. sipping on love drunk, and I'm melting from your cool touch. Your kiss such a sweet rush, never wanted some so much. Every moment in your arms, all the moments I live for.
Asking where to find all of your music. So where can we go? The best place to purchase all of your music?
iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, all the online outlets have it. I don't know if there's really any physical thing CDs out, but or you could go to, I think, the Render music page has it. But I mean, yeah, it's definitely on every single digital outlet there is. Cool story. Last night was my first time ever playing the Bluebird. But last night, and it was great because we actually, sold the show out within a half hour of the tickets going on sale last week, I guess, of it going on sale, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I got to close the whole round with that song. And it was cool because one of the girls that I did the round with was Jennifer Aiden, and she had written a Blake Shelton number one. I guess, like, She Wouldn't Be Gone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was cool that she let me close with that song, even though she had that huge number one. So it was kind of a very cool experience. It was neat. I never realized how important how meaningful playing the Bluebird was. But we were in the middle of the room last night, and it was I get it now why everybody gets really excited about being there.
Absolutely. Would you go back?
Huh?
Would you go back?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Go back and play it again. It was so much fun. It was just a great experience. And
mm-hmm.
It's nice when I love playing concerts and I love getting up in front of a bunch of people and going crazy. But it is pretty cool when you can just kind of sit in a room and people are listening to everything you're saying.
Amen. Definitely more personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And also, really quick, I want to mention, I among others, go on YouTube. We all love YouTube. I was, YouTubing it up a little bit, and then I came across your YouTube series, Sneak Peek. And can you tell us a little bit about that? I watched a few episodes of it, and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I started doing that a little while ago. My wife was like, I need to do something that's not like every – because I got a bunch of friends who all put full songs on. And she's like, let's do something different. Come up with a different idea. So we, we kind of thought about it. She said, just put like a little bit of a song on. And so we I started doing the sneak peek just to kind of see how that would work. And it seems like it's starting to catch a little traction.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's just enough of a song to make you go, I think I want to hear that. I know there's songs that have yet to be released that other artists are looking at, and it kind of gets a good feel for how people respond to them.
Definitely, definitely. And also, can you give your YouTube link for that so everyone can check it out. I'm pretty sure you could just find it when you type in your name, right?
Yeah, YouTube is youtube.com/RickMonroe, and you'll see that the one channel or the one is it'll say sneak peek, and it's got like I think the 12, 13 videos. I just put up a new sneak peek today called Hammer Down.
Yeah, awesome. And make sure you subscribe too so you can get that, get all those, videos just pop up when every time you, post a new one, you can just get it right there.
Yes, everyone needs to go subscribe. Everybody needs to go to my Twitter account and all the other stuff. I got Twitter, Facebook, all that fun, all the fun, crazy internet.
Definitely. I like that you keep, in touch with, your fans and stuff, which is really cool, and you respond and all that other fun stuff, and you're on Facebook and Twitter, and can you give also, your website out as well?
Website's RickMonroe.com, but I think right now it's linked directly to the Render site. I've got a Reverb Nation, which I think is Rick Monroe Band. Pretty much any of these things, if you just type in Rick Monroe, most of those things will come up. The Twitter is twitter.com/RickMonroe. My Facebook, my personal Facebook, when you hit 5,000 people, they don't let you have any more people.
Oh, I know.
So, I started my artist page, so the music page is there as well. So, I think nowadays it's not as much fans as it is you're developing new friends, and I'm just trying to play music for my friends and expand my friends. I'm just trying to get as many friends as I possibly can to play music for.
Right.
And I think I try to approach, music more that way than, I'm trying to develop fans. I want to know what people are thinking, and we're all going through this crazy life together. If I can, write a little soundtrack for them, then even the better.
Yeah, I love that. That's why I love Facebook, because you could just find so many great friends, all around the world that, will listen to your music, and, it's really easy. it just takes 2 seconds, and you can, find amazing people on there. That's what I love about it.
You'll reconnect with people, or you'll go play a show and not think about it, and someone will write you. And, it's like one guy said, the internet's open 24 hours, 7 days a week, and so the opportunity to reach new people. I've been fortunate. I've toured Russia, I've toured China, Vietnam, I've been to South and Central America, I've been all over Eastern Europe. And because of that, I've gotten a chance to, probably develop a fan base that's even, a little bit more far-reaching than what a lot of, just straight-up U.S., country artists are going to do. And it's nice to have the internet, because those people can, connect with me. That's why also, if you notice, if you look at my artist page, it's not all about, hey, this is my new song or my new video, but I try to interact, ask questions. I want to hear from people. I want to engage people, and I want to talk with them about everything, and, along the way, turn them on to some new music.
Definitely. That's what I love about you. And I was just going to mention, you've performed, in the States, out of the States. You've got to visit just such wonderful, wonderful places, which is, every performer's dream. Get to, travel and do all that other, fun stuff, get to meet people from all around the world. And isn't it just kind of, a great feeling when you, someone that you meet, and just all around the world, and then finally, you get to talk to them, even more on Facebook, because you can find them on there too. It's cool how you can get connected like that.
Well, the most amazing thing too is how music translates. For several years running, we toured in Germany, and it would just be interesting to see you go into a room with people that you you don't really speak each other's language very well, but then you start playing music in a little bit. Couple beers, go back, next thing you know, everybody's up on the tables dancing, and you're like, it's just like America.
It is. Music is definitely
the
universal
language. And you're toasting, going Prost, and I got to do crazy stuff. I've got to do vodka shots with Gorbachev and float up and down the Potomac River doing a private concert for him. It's pretty surreal.
Yeah. Wow, see, I tell you, you've done some fun, crazy things. I like it. very cool. And also, that's what I was going to, kind of brings me to some fun questions here for you. But
okay.
Have you ever, you know, while performing, had that, you know, one fan out there or, you know, a couple, you know, fans or friends, like you like to call them, you know, kind of just be a little bit, you know, I mean, be excited and, you know, maybe stand on a chair, you know, freak out a little bit, you know, jam. I'm one of those people, so that's why I ask. I'm
I
one
got
of those
pulled
fans.
Into the audience once. I got pulled into the audience. That was not cool.
Oh, that is not cool.
I was shaking hands, and I was out there, and next thing I know, it was like, it was kind of weird because it was like all these hands. I think people were just trying to shake my hand. I don't know. The next thing I know, I was upside down looking up, you know, and I wasn't like, I would have crowd surfed, I guess, if I could have, but I was already kind of over the railing, and that was a little spooky. But it was fun, you know, and then I also, when I was out, you know, on, like, on the Dirks tour and stuff, because I'm emceeing, which it's a different, you know, I mean, as an artist, it was always weird, because I would do my acoustic opening, but then I'd also emcee the show, which, for me, I've always had a problem speaking in front of crowds. I heard you guys talking about that earlier,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, I can play in front of people, but not speak in front of people, but,
mm-hmm.
so I would... To make it safer for myself, I would go down and walk right in the pit and just meet everyone in the front row before we even had to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that I, you know, because then I felt like, okay, well, no matter what, these people up here are going to be friendly to me.
Right.
And after opening for Pat Green, I'm going to tell you, those are some hostile crowds. If they find out you're from Nashville, they are not friendly at all.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you know anything about the whole Texas Nashville mm-hmm. thing, but you know, no, we
right.
were. Quick story. We were playing mm-hmm. at a place called the 930 Club in Washington D.C. And mm-hmm. You know, in Texas, like Pat's Texas fans are very hardcore. I mean, they just yell Pat Green through every band except for Pat. I think they even yell it during Pat Green. You know. And so I'm up there playing, and these like three college dudes all have their, you know, collars popped, and they just turn around and put their thumbs down the whole time I played.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Randy Houser gets up. Randy's a monster. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing for Randy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Pat
okay.
gets up. He's playing all his old Texas stuff. They're rocking. As soon as he played a new song, they all turn their back and put their thumbs down.
Ooh.
Pat stopped the show, told his road manager, get money out. He got money and he threw it at the guys and goes, I saw you do it to Rick. I saw you do it to Randy. Now you're doing it to me. Get out of my concert.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Woo.
Needless to say, I love Pat Green more than anything in the world.
Definitely. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Now,
he's a good
see,
dude. He looked at
yeah.
the end of the show. He's like, did you see me do that? I'm like, yeah, of course I saw you. Everyone saw you do that.
Oh, my God. That's genius.
Yeah,
that is genius
guy.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean those are things. It's like when I was out on the Eric Church tour, you know, everybody was playing pranks on the very last night, and I would always play like a couple of my songs, and then just before Eric would come out, I'd do like Family Tradition to really get the crowd going.
Mm-hmm.
So the very last night, I start, and they would come out and kind of tune their guitars behind me, and no big deal, everybody's quiet. But I started doing that song, and next thing I noticed, like the whole band was out there, and then they just all joined in with me. So instead of pranking me, they actually played with me that night. Instead of, because I had to go out by myself and just play solo acoustic every night.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a, and then they were like, we've only played for one other person, and then that's Chief.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a cool surprise there.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are kind of stories and things that, you know, are great memories.
Absolutely. Those are the memories that you're going to always have. You know what I mean? Those are the good times. Love it, love it. So I am ready to play your next song. I know everyone is excited. So let's play Country Can Do. But first, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
That's like a writer's demo that we just kind of threw on the EP just as, you know, just something to put some more stuff on there. And it was something that Steve Freeman, you know, who produced it, you know, he and I were just writing a song. We went in, I think it was the first song we'd ever written together, and we'd cut it, and he's like, man, I think this would be cool to be on the record, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it just kind of found its way on there.
Great choice. Very great choice. I'm ready to play this. I don't even want to delay. Let's do this. Country Can Do by Rick Monroe. Thank you so much for sending this to us. Let's do it.
Back roads and front porch swings, little town squares with homemade ice cream. Don't take much to have everything. Hot cornbread and apple pie, grandma sipping on a homemade cheer wine. Spending summers under Georgia pines. That's what country can do. Make you laugh, make you cry, make you dance, feel alive. It's honest, it's true. And even though it might sound a little simple to you, that's what country can do. Riding night lights and fishing poles, cut off jeans, skinny dipping at the swimming hole. Got old Waylon on the radio. Tailgate kissing under full moon night. Tossing beers back and picking by the fireside. It's about good friends and good times. And that's what a country can do. Make you laugh, make you cry.
By Rick Monroe, and I have to say, Rick, your songs just are so bad.
It's honest, it's true, and even though it might sound a little simple to you.
Yo.
Wow.
Techie
like
difficulty.
The ghost of the song came back.
I know. See, it just wanted to party a little bit longer with us. No problem.
It just wants to be played.
It did. You know, it's all good. Sorry about that. Techie difficulty. But I have to say, Rick, your songs are just so catchy and just so, you know, such great lyrics, and they're just really fun songs. I really love them.
Well, thank you. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music, and I just want to write things that people can relate to, you know, or that, you know, that you can just walk around and hum and I just want to make people feel good. I mean, if, you know, or think or something, but I mean, I just... You know, I'm not out trying to, you know, create, you know, new chemistry. I'm just writing songs, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not rocket science.
you just do your thing. And I kind of got a little excited here because in your, I believe it was your bio, I read this somewhere, that perhaps you have an upcoming single called Just the Same.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've shot part of the video for it, and it looks like that's going to be the next thing, hopefully in March.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that one scares me a little bit, you know, song-wise. I mean, I love the song, but I mean, I don't know, although Blake Shelton, I think, might have paved the way for really changing up country radio, so maybe this will be perfect timing for this one.
Right. I'm excited. Check it out and, you know, hear it. You got to let us know when it's out, and we could promote the heck out of it for you. That's what we're
here for. Yeah, it should be the 1st of March, like right after CRS, I think they're gonna drop that single. So yeah, this will be just the same. And that's on the EP, and it's there.
Awesome. That's exciting. Can't wait for it to come out. I just wanted to hear from you and make sure that that was correct. So that's very, very exciting. And so really quickly, I have another, kind of just a last question here because we're running out of time. But do you have any, goals coming up, any upcoming stuff, other than, your upcoming single, anything in the works or something that you would like to do in the coming year? What would you say?
just keep writing. I want to keep writing. Mm-hmm. I want to just keep honing my craft. I mean, it's amazing how much you can learn and how much you need to learn and how much I need to keep working. So hopefully I can just keep focusing on that. And, God willing, I'll have the ability to keep doing it, that I keep getting to work with some of these amazing people that I have the opportunity to work with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things in the hopper that I kind of hope come through, just kind of keep praying and, try to keep my eye on the ball. The single comes out. Hopefully with that, we've got some tours that we're looking into. Instead of the video, we're pretty much, 60% done with it. And so hopefully that'll be done just in time. So just get behind that and just get back out there and try to, push it further than, Crazy Not To went, which I feel really blessed at how well that did.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, when you're going out, you have to let us know, because I would love to actually witness you performing with my own two eyes. I would love to see you perform live one of these days. It would be amazing.
Well, we'll make sure that definitely all our tour schedules. And like I said, we've got some stuff that, hopefully you're just waiting for the green light on. When we get that, believe me, we'll be all over it. And, and until then, please have everybody check out the sneak peeks.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm really working on. And, we give away really good, prize packages to random comments. We've been going through and we'll grab up someone's comment and say, hey, you're this week's winner. We'll give away download cards every once in a while, just going through there. So, the more comments we get, the better. We appreciate everybody's feedback. If there's a song you want me to do a sneak peek of, go ahead and let us know. And, if something really crazy about it, let us know, that too. Or don't like, let me know.
Whatever you want to do. But check it out. It's awesome. His YouTube series, Rick Monroe's YouTube series, Sneak Peek. Check it out. I also post all of your links after the show. So just a click away and you can check out everything to do with Rick Monroe. And also remember, Google's our friend. Just check that. Just type in his name. You'll find everything to do with Rick. And I thank you so, so much for coming on the show and sharing your awesome music with us. You are awesome.
Well, thank you, Josie. You're awesome too. And I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you very much for all your support and, getting out there. It means a lot.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. And you can come back anytime.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless and have a great weekend.
God bless. Have a great, great weekend. Thank you so much. Rick Monroe, everyone. Awesome. Awesome, awesome talents. And I've been rolling with the great talents here on this show tonight. We've been having such amazing people. We got we had Joe Smith on the show, J.K. Coltrane, and then now Rick Monroe. And now we have another guest, and I'm so excited. So, everyone, please welcome my next guest, the wonderful Jesse J. Hudson, to the show. Woo-hoo!
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you deserve your prize. You need it. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Been looking forward to finally getting the chance to chat with you. I've been looking forward to it.
I know. Me too.
It'd be
sorry
fun
about the last time.
No, it's no problem. We totally understand. We totally understand. We're just glad that you're on, and I get to play some of your music tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's awesome.
But I'm looking forward. Yeah. And but first of all here, before we really get into this, I really want to congrats on your wedding. I've seen great pictures on Facebook. You guys looked amazing. And hello to your new wife, Rhonda. We send her hugs. I had to say that first and foremost.
Yeah, she's probably listening right now. So.
Awesome. Hello. But yes, congratulations to both of you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Such beautiful pictures. I checked it all out on Facebook. Amazing, amazing. So now I would like to get to know you a little bit better. Let's check out your music here. But first off, when did you start making music? When did this all happen for you?
Well, it happened about 8 years ago. My grandpa, he played in a cover band, and they were doing a lot of Hank Williams stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of nervous about playing because he wanted me to come up and do a couple songs for him. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I'd ever been on stage. And so I got up there and everything went good. And everybody said I sounded good. And pretty soon no one wanted to hear him. Everybody just wanted to hear me. So.
See, that is how you know you had a successful performance. Nice job.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And then you just got the bug, and you're still rolling. You're doing amazing, amazing things. And I was wondering, you know, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
Well, I'm into the oldies, so I'm probably Hank Sr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just one of them.
Yeah, that was a hard question. There's so many artists out there.
Yeah. Hank Sr. would probably be my go-to singer that I listen to the most.
Absolutely. They're great. Can't go wrong. And also, you do quite a bit of songwriting, and I love to ask this question to our songwriting guests, but can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process? I know there's just different ways of, you know, people do it, you know, song first and then writing the lyrics, or how do you do it?
Well, for me, everything kind of comes at the same time. I could be sitting on the front porch and someone would hit me and I'll have to go run and grab my guitar. So it all just comes to me at once.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah. Like, we were sitting on the porch the other day and somebody broke a vase. And I was looking at all the pieces on the ground and stuff, and I stopped cleaning it up, and I went and grabbed my guitar and wrote a song called All the Broken Pieces.
Oh, there you go. Awesome, awesome. That is so cool how, you know, just something that can happen in your daily life, like something falling and breaking or, you know, whatever, can, you know, turn into a song and just be awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a cool process. That's very cool. Also, before we play some of your songs here, which I'm very excited about, can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now and, you know, where we could buy it and purchase it and check it all out?
Well, right now, if you go on Reverb Nation, I have one of my first solo CDs called Hillbillies Call Home.
Mm-hmm.
That CD was a pain to get out. It
really
was. It was a pain to get everything together. Because of the recording label I was with, and we finally got it out, and it's doing really good, so get it on Reverb Nation.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. I'm very excited because you are just an amazing, amazing songwriter, and your songs are just amazing. Your voice is amazing. So I don't even want to delay. I just want to start with your first song here, Cowboy Tough. And we can be right back. We'll be right back, okay? I'm so ready. So let's play it right now. Cowboy Tough by Jesse J. Hudson. We'll be right back with him. Come on.
Try to rise through the rain. everything you own down to your last dime.
To this interview is going to want to chat with you or, you know, talk to you about music or, you know, you got some new fans and supporters out there. So where can they go to chat with you? You know, some social networking sites, a website. What's the best place to reach you at?
Well, the best way to get me is always on Facebook. I'm always on there. So you either go to thetimothylaneband.com and it'll give you a link straight to my Facebook. Or perfect. I'm on your Facebook, so they can go to yours and find me on there.
Yes, you can. And I'm going to actually link to your Facebook page, so it's going to be easy. So you guys could just check out that and just chat with him. Start chatting. But easy. So I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works? Or you mainly writing? What you been up to?
Well, right now we're kind of working on a new CD. I just got a new band member, so kind of trying to wean him into doing some of the new stuff. We are working on a new CD, and I'm writing for one of your past guests, actually, Todd Berry.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. I'm actually going to start writing for him, so...
That's awesome. I love how, like, the whole world is just kind of connected. Like, it's kind of funny how, you know, I have just some people on my show that are friends with other people that are on my show. It's crazy. It's kind of funny how that works out. But that's awesome. I'm excited to check out, you know, what you guys have, you know, coming out and what you have with your album and all that other fun stuff. You have to let us know so we could just promote the heck out of it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, the song that you just played, Cowboy Tough, that's the name of my new CD.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
That's the name of the new one. So.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's very fitting. Cowboy Tough. I like it. Mm-hmm. It works.
Yep.
It totally does. So also, I was wondering, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Anything on the calendar?
No, we don't really have anything booked right now because, like I said, I'm just trying to wean him into learning some of the new stuff. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm just kind of focusing on writing, so.
Perfect. One of these days, though, you have to let me know when you're going to get out there and perform and stuff because I would love to make a trip of it and check you out, check it all out, you know, live and in person. That'd be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be amazing. Check out what you got going on, seeing all the people. That would be awesome.
I'll scream
the loudest. I'll be one of those crazy fans. So warn people.
Oh dear, that's why I have security.
There, see, I am the reason. You know what? Yes, that is true. I am the reason for that. Yes. the type of people that are kind of like me is the reason why you need security, people. Okay, take Jesse's advice. So I have some fun questions for you. First off, what is the craziest thing that you've ever seen going on in the audience while you were performing? Anything crazy? Anybody be a little rowdy like me ever?
Actually, we were doing a show down south near Tampa a while back, and I was playing with a band, Pete Hunt and the Southern Branded Band.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool.
And actually this happened to Pete. I was actually sitting in the audience, and this big biker chick jumps on Pete's back while he's trying to perform.
Oh goodness. Well, that makes it a little hard to perform when that happens.
Yeah, but I'll give Pete credit. He kept going. He kept pushing for the song, but
professional. That's what you got to do.
And that's why we need security.
That is why you need security right there. I love, I won't do that. I'm not one of those kind of people. I love, like, looking on YouTube videos and stuff of, like, kind of embarrassing things that happen. And there are a lot of those where, you know, fans kind of, you know, rush the stage or do all that stuff. And I'm like, how do you even get that far? I mean, they have, like, huge bodyguards there. I'm like, how does that even happen? But I guess it does. Who knew?
I think they pay them off.
You know what? They totally. I mean, because I always wonder, like, how does that happen? I don't know. But another fun question for you: have you ever kind of had a embarrassing on stage moment while you were performing? Anything crazy live in person?
Actually, yeah. Last week, or was it this week?
Ooh.
I think it was this week. It was Wednesday.
What happened?
And I went down to turn my amp down, and I bent over, and my pants ripped.
I've heard that one before. Oh, dear goodness.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, so that was kind of embarrassing.
Right, that was kind of embarrassing. Yeah, don't worry. Don't feel bad. I've heard that one a few times. It seems it happens. You're human. It happens.
Yeah. My dad saved me, though, because he don't live very far away, so I had to call him and say, Dad, I need a pair of pants. So
there you go. See, that is so convenient.
Yeah. So he went to the corner.
That is funny. Well, see, that's good, then. So just in case, you have someone there. That is hilarious. That is hilarious. I've heard that one, that the pant-ripping one a few times, but one guy... It was probably even more embarrassing for him because he didn't have any never mind. he didn't have anything underneath, I'll say. So that was probably bad. Yeah, so that was probably even more bad. My producer over here, my mama manager over here, wanted me to just mention that. I don't know why. She's crazy. Anyway, she still laughs about that to this day. But anyway, another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies or some fun stuff.
I like to horseback. I love riding, but
cool.
I hurt my back a little while back, so I can't do that.
Ooh,
so.
Yeah. Yikes. I used to do that too, when I was much younger, and the first time I fell off that horse. I know they say, you know, when you fall off, get back on. I did not go get back on. I was so traumatized after that. So
well,
I don't do that
much. I used to do rodeos, so falling off is kind of, it's the fun part.
It's the fun part. Well, it scared me senseless. But, I mean, if you can get back on, then whew, you are one awesome person. Very, very cool. Also, another question here for you. Performing, I mean, you probably got to go to just such awesome places, you know, different places. What was your favorite place to perform? You know, it could either be, you know, just a building, a place, you know, that you remember, or, you know, in a different state, or, you know, where was your favorite place to perform? would you say?
I did the Jay Peanut Festival last year. That was pretty fun. I liked it.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you get peanuts?
No, I'm actually definitely allergic to peanuts.
Oh, never mind. Don't get peanuts. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but was it fun at least? You couldn't eat them, but
yeah,
was it fun?
Yeah, it was very fun.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So, and you got to perform and just totally rock out?
Yeah, it was. We rocked.
That's what I like to hear. And also, the last question here, because we are running out of time and I do not want to get cut off because I'm already getting in my ear, this woman is telling me in my ear, you know, 90 seconds, I mean. So really quick, I was wondering here, one last time, can you please give us, you know, your websites or social networking sites so people could chat with you, you know, YouTube, Reverb Nation, any last words, any shout-outs, what would you say?
Well, I got some videos on YouTube. If you just look up the Timothy Lane Band, you'll find all my stuff on there.
Perfect.
Facebook, like I said, is the best way to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Reverb Nation is always another good way.
Awesome.
And as for shout-outs, my wife, I love you.
Yes.
And we are expecting a little girl, so.
Woo! Yeah! Congratulations! Woohoo!
Thank you.
That's
our
awesome.
First.
Awesome. Well, you two are going to be amazing, amazing parents, and you two are just amazing. And I, once again, congratulations to you and Rhonda, and you guys are just going to be, you guys both are awesome. And please keep in touch, and I can't wait to see the new baby. I hope I can see him
pictures.
On Facebook or something.
Yeah, we are going to post pictures May 8th,
oh,
hopefully.
Woo! That is so exciting. Yeah, I definitely have to see her because she's probably going to be the cutest thing ever.
Oh, yes. Yeah, with that curly hair, she's going to be part poodle.
That is so cute. I cannot wait. That is awesome. And I, goodness, I heard the person in my ear again. I thank you so much, so much, Jesse J. Hudson, for coming on the show. And please, you can come back anytime. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And when that new album comes out or any new releases, remember, all you have to do is just one little message on Facebook and we got you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Jesse J. Hudson, everyone. Thank you so much. And also, thanks as well. Okay. I'm trying to hurry. Okay, so let's play Jesse J. Hudson's last song here to end the show here. Thank you all so much for coming on the show. We still have a little bit more of some announcements before we really end. But here we go. Let's play She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry by Jesse J. Hudson. And we'll be right back with more news.
Things I didn't mean, and she walked out on me. Wish I could take it all back. Oh, but life don't work like that. She thinks I love. She thinks I love to see those tears falling from her eyes. Oh, but she don't understand. I'm just a foolish man. She can blame it on my pride. She thinks I love to make her cry. Take her in my arms and tell her everything.
came. But it's too bad my arms don't stretch that far. I don't know where she'd be today.
She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry by Jesse J. Hudson. And I have to thank so much my wonderful guests, Joe Smith, J.K. Coltrane, Rick Monroe, and Jesse J. Hudson. Now I'm going to bring it to my producer here to wrap us up. She's got some news, some deets. Here we go.
All right. So coming up in February, we have scheduled Bobby Flores, Nikki Breyer, Stephanie Grace. Then, on Josie's birthday show, we have Devin Rush and Natalie Nicole Green and possibly one more guest to announce. Hopefully, we'll have that info for you next week.
Secret.
Then, still in February, we have Amy Rose, John Carl, Classroom Majors, Josh Sinclair, Christy Kalin, Rod Richmond comes back to say hey, Shelby Lilo, and Jerry Kramer. Remember, our next Josie Show special edition will be on Monday, February 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time, and our guest will be David Church. He'll be joining us live that night, so it'll be absolutely awesome.
Oh, also, I really quick want to mention, if we were too fast mentioning all those names, don't you fret. They're on thejosieshow.com. You can check out, you know, all the dates that our guests are going to come on. Check out all of their pages. Their links are posted as well, and their pictures and all that fun stuff. So you're
right
in
on the
know.
Homepage. You got it.
Josieshow.com. So once again, thank you so much, my wonderful producer and the one that gave birth to me, my mama manager, Tina Marie Pasentino. Also, my wonderful web designer and producer and just all-time wonderful guy, executive producer, I believe. I don't know the term. Oh, goodness. Oh, associate producer. I knew it was one of those names. I'm sorry. I'm not good at this stuff. My associate producer, the wonderful Alan Firestone. You can check out his website, alanfirestone.com. Yes. Thank you. I got it right. So please check him out as well. He's just amazing, amazing guy. So please check it out. And we will talk to you guys soon. Remember, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/Josie Show, facebook.com/Josie Show. We're everywhere. Just type in, you know, on Google, The Josie Show, and I should pop up. There's a lot of different The Josie Shows for some reason. But you'll know which one's me. And also, I'm just so excited. It was another great show. Thank you guys so much. My wonderful